Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. NFL hour for us. A lot to do. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Joe, I'm just, before we go to the other thing, I'll just say.
Okay.
No, you got the same horses that you're rolling.
Well, what same horses? I didn't pick Washington. I picked Washington once. I didn't pick Maryland all year. Okay? I didn't pick North Carolina. I didn't pick Texas. And I didn't pick Louisville. So the only bell cow that I technically have are Tennessee and Oak State.
All right. We'll see if they let you down. That's all.
You know, you're so big on this Miami team all of a sudden.
It's just a blind line play for me, that's all.
Yeah, blind line play.
Miami sucks, but.
Oh, well, there you go.
Doesn't matter. It's a numbers play.
Well, that's what I got with Drake May in North Carolina. It's a system.
Yeah,
play.
That's not there. It's just you're on the wrong side of the system.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
that's
think
not
so,
a system
pal.
Play.
All right, we'll see. We'll okay. see. When I'm texting you 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, when I go 7-0, then we'll see.
Sure. Okay. All right. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us. We got, of course, all the NFL previews and selections for this week coming in this hour. A lot to do, that's for sure. Why don't we, for the NFL, Joe, start here? Now, we talked a little bit already if we wanted to just clean up a little bit. Obviously, Joey Silk done for the year.
No, unbelievable.
With the Bengals, strange year for them, but a lost year because it's now over, as they will have Jake Browning in the saddle for the rest of the year. So what that number drop to, Joe, for them? Because they had moved all the way back up to 12 at one point. 150, the Super Bowl, 150 to 1.
They still have Jamar Chase and Joe Mixon, though.
Yeah, but here's
this
what they also
the
have,
door
Joe.
For your Bills, by the way.
No, it
so
doesn't.
You know.
The Bills aren't making the playoffs this year.
Oh, come on. Don't be.
Nah, they're folding it
Bills.
Up.
Look at your Bills, 13-1, gutless.
13-1 for what?
championship.
And that must be the AFC, the 21 at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what the let's win a championship first, then we could talk Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, the AFC, they've lost some contenders here. Everybody thought the AFC was going to be, no doubt about it, knockout, drag out contest all year. The Bengals are out, Burrow's hurt. The Bills are out because they suck. The Chargers are out because they're the Chargers. So there's three teams that everybody was high on before
the
year
started.
And the
Browns are technically out.
And the Browns are done now, too, because they're not going to win with either DTR, P.J. Walker, or Joe Flacco, whoever it is that they want.
Journeyman Joe Flacco. His street cred is about two bags of potatoes.
And it's actually, Joe, when you look at it now, like seriously look at it, whereas we thought there was six or seven or eight teams in the AFC that could maybe make the Super Bowl in a super competitive year, as we sit now here, the weekend before Thanksgiving, I mean, there's what, four, I guess? I mean,
I would still
put Jacksonville
Carver,
in there.
I would still have your Bills there.
No. They're not in there.
No, yeah, they're just talking.
5-5, Joe. They've been awful.
You got a quarterback that's an MVP guy.
They're 5-5, and they still got to go at Philly, at Kansas City, Dallas, at Miami. Come on. They're not. What are they going to make? Win.
Stop, Carver. This
9 games? 9-8?
This team can turn it on and off when they want. 10-7's now.
They go 4-3 down the stretch. They're only 9-8.
Carver, they go five and two.
They go 5-2. They'll probably get in, but they're not going to go 5-7.
I wouldn't know about that. You got McDermott. Come on.
Talk seriously. There's four teams right now in the AFC.
Tell me. Let's be honest.
So you know what, Joe? When they back to back beat the Eagles and the Chiefs, then we can. We'll talk about it.
But then you might as well take them now at 13-1, because I'll tell you what, you have a better quarterback, or at least right now, than Trevor Lawrence in terms of his body of work over his career. You have a better quarterback than Tua, even though Tua's having a better season this year. You know that Josh Allen could turn it on. And I know Lamar won the other night, and he's dynamic, but there's no guarantee. I mean, he runs it so much, you can't say he almost hurt his ankle in the first quarter of that game. You can't say that Josh Allen and Buffalo, if they got into the playoffs at 10-7, they're not a sleeping giant. Stop.
If that happened, but here's the problem, Joe. Not going to happen.
Well, you're just...
Have you watched them the last 6 weeks?
Carver, you know I've watched them. I watched every game.
So what makes you think that they're going to, with the schedule that I just gave you, will you want the entire thing or just the really hard games? What do you want?
No, give me the entire thing.
Okay, home for the Jets this week.
Win.
All right, then they are at Philly.
Probably a loss, but it'll be close.
At Kansas City.
I think they beat them two times in the regular season.
Sure.
So you know what? That's a toss-up. Go ahead.
Home for Dallas.
They can beat Dallas at home.
Okay, well, again, these are they can. Doesn't mean that they will.
We have one. Go ahead.
Okay, you only have one that you're positive about, and that's this week. Then they are at L.A. against the Chargers.
They'll win.
Okay, and then they're home for New England. Home New England, that one.
Three.
And at Miami to finish the year. Even if they win the three games that you think are no doubt about it, which is the Jets, the Chargers, and the Patriots, even if they win those three games, they would need to split the four hard games. Split.
The fact that Dallas is at their place, they should be able to grind that out.
Okay. The other three are on the road. They got to win one of those then.
They could beat Miami.
Miami might be playing for nothing that last game of the year.
Well, they
might have the division wrapped up.
Okay, so there's your five, though.
Look,
so
am I saying it's 0%, Joe? Of course I'm not. Obviously, it's not 0%. But the performance of the last 6 weeks.
Just mentioned, Carver. They're a lot better than Cleveland. They're a lot better than Cincinnati.
Well, that's why they're 13 and all those teams are behind them. But the Chiefs, Ravens, Dolphins, and Jaguars are ahead of them. And those are the four teams right now after what we thought was going to be a, highly competitive
AFC, we've lost a lot of those teams, especially now with Joey Burrow and the Bengals being completely chopped and out of it. All right, we'll start to get into some of the games when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. All right, Joe. Week 11, already one game in the books. Ravens beat the Bengals. Let's start with the other AFC North game, because it is a big one, which is the Browns and the Steelers in Cleveland. Of course, the Browns also lost their quarterback this week, as Deshaun Watson is finished. It will be DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, minus 1.5 for the Browns as of this moment. And Joe, just a 32.5, which, and we've seen a lot of these in college the last 2 years in the Big Ten and these Iowa games, and they're usually slam dunk wins. And normally in the NFL, I'd say when they make them that low, you can't make them any low enough, and the game probably has 13-10 all over it. But man, that's so, you want to go after that so badly, Joe, that over 32.5, because you're doing the math and you're like, 17 up and you're over it.
I feel you.
Hard to do with these offenses.
It is, Carver. It is. But guess what? I'm not going to overthink it this week. I feel like I'm in the zone. I feel like I'm locked. I feel like I'm loaded. I feel on point. I just know. I know. I don't even need to hear your assessment. I know I have the right side in the Cleveland Browns. They can run it. They can stop the run. They have a great secondary. Myles Garrett, potentially MVP caliber. Front runner for the MVP race from the defensive side of the ball. I know Kenny Pickett. I know they win games. Smoke and mirrors. You hear me, Pittsburgh faithful? Smoke and mirrors. Shuck and awe. You're not going to do it in the dog pound this weekend. You're not going to do it. You can't run the football consistently. You don't have a stitch of a rushing attack. Jaylen Warren's good. He's not great. Wasn't great at Oak State. Where's Big Ben Najee Harris now? Give me those dogs. Ruh. Ruh, you want to be a... I don't want no kitty cat. Give me a dog.
All right. Okay.
All right, hero?
All right, sure. So I guess this is on the card for you.
It's possible.
It's on my card.
Good. It's on mine. Just wait. I baited you.
You didn't bait me. I mean, whether you did that whole spiel there or not, I was going to be picking Pittsburgh. So how many times this year have I taken the Steelers?
You want to talk about bell cows. You're right. Oh, I'm surprised. Did Tomlin get an envelope for you this week?
How many times have I taken Pittsburgh this year?
Honestly, like 47.
I have the sheet, so
yeah,
why
get
not?
The sheet.
One, two, three, and four, and five. Yeah. Five times. So five of the first 10 weeks. And they're 4-1 for me in those five games.
All right, well.
So that, Joe, is why I will go back to them again this week.
Yeah, go back to them. You riding this dog right into the ground.
Baby, come back.
Pretty soon you're going to be on. Pretty soon the gas tank's going to be empty, okay?
Yeah, but I think I got a few more weeks. In fact, I got a few more weeks.
All right.
Especially with who they got coming up. I feel like I got some more gas in the tank with them.
Trying to percolate that car down the highway. Good.
We're going
to
be all right. We're going to get there.
All right. So, shock and awe.
I ain't a scared. I know that.
Good.
I ain't a scared. Next, Joe. How about the Raiders heading to Miami? Miami off a bye. Raiders off a couple wins at home against the Jersey teams, the Jets and the Giants. Emotional, of course. Antonio Pierce, new interim head coach, a couple big wins. And now they got to go to road to a rested Dolphin team. We're actually even going to get some more of their guys back because it looks like Achan's going to be back in the mix at running back. Almost two tutties, 13.5.
Yeah.
46.5 total.
Yeah, guess what? I'm taking the points.
Really?
I like Antonio Pierce. I know they played the Giants and the Jets, but guess what they did? They have an identity now. You know why? Because they like to run it. Okay, Josh Jacobs, 116 yards against the vaunted Jet defense last week. Josh Jacobs in game one against the Giants, over 90 yards. Or what do you have, 88 in the first half? Blew through that number. They can run it. They can keep Tua on the sidelines. This team believes in Antonio Pierce. They don't have to win it, baby. I'm not sold on Miami. They are shock. An all type of team. They beat up on garbage teams. This team is actually trending right now, Las Vegas. And they got a hint of Davante Adams back into the passing attack. He had 86 receiving yards. Give me Las Vegas plus the points. Could be on the card.
Yeah, I think they're back to reality this week.
Yeah, I know.
Back to reality.
Miami's the best team.
I didn't say that, but they're the best team against humps like this.
Oh, they're a hump team?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they beat the Jets and the Giants.
All right, well, keep telling that to your Las Vegas contingency.
They beat the Jets and the Giants. So.
Okay.
I'll tell it to whoever wants to hear it. I think this is an awful spot for them. Awful spot.
We're going after
it. It's going to be sunny, too. You know they're going to make him wear the black and put him on the sideline with all the sun beating on it the whole time. It's going to be just a tough scene
for them.
You think it's a myth, but it's not.
It's not? The black jerseys retain the heat?
Yeah, you know the deal here, Joe. You don't want to admit it, but they're going to smoke them by probably 20-plus.
I'm a Dolphin fan, Carver, and I know the truth.
Smoke them.
Smoke them. Put a score on it, 55-10?
Nah, not that much. They'll probably be in the low 30s to the – it'll probably be in the 34-10 range, something like that.
Okay. All right, hero.
So maybe under the 40. I do like under 46.5.
We'll go 41-14, boys. Let's go.
Oh,
wow, Matias with
now.
A 41-14 for
there
the Dolphins.
There it is. Matias, you like the Dolphins too, huh?
I do, Joe, and I actually had the Dolphins earlier today, so I'm not going to lie. I think that the Raiders finally get bullied a little bit. And the Raiders, right. Man. I've rode the Raiders the last 2 weeks. Yeah. No, don't get it twisted. I've been riding them for 2 weeks, but this one's a step too high.
It's a good pick. A good pick with Miami. I like it. I like the look. You're probably right. You're following all the statistical data.
What was the score of the Raiders-Bills game earlier in the year when the Raiders scored the first touchdown of the game and then everybody thought they were going
to
roll a little
coach,
bit? And got
maybe
smoked.
You haven't heard. No more shines.
38-10.
There's a guy by the name of Antonio Pierce walking in that locker room. Speak softly, but carry a big stick.
I love your point, Joe, but the thing is, Antonio Pierce doesn't have his pads on playing middle linebacker right now. That's the one thing, you know what I mean? He can only do so much.
Then Arthur Smith. How about that? No comment. Got him.
No comment.
I mean,
no Falcon talk. We're on a bye week, Joe. We're on a bye week, all right? Calm down with the Falcons.
Guys,
this is a bye week.
You guys need it. You're on a bye week. You need it.
Even Carver jumped off that trolley.
I'm even off, man. I can't take it anymore. I got to get off that train. I'll tell you what.
If the Falcons beat the Saints when they come back, it's a brand new season, baby.
You're not wrong, but, like, it's
let's save
it's
that.
Hard to think that's happening. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult.
So you must like the Dolphins and the over in this game.
Me?
Yeah.
No, Dolphins and the under.
You like the under?
I don't think the Raiders are going to score much, no.
Okay.
I think they're going to have some problems scoring. Carver and Lisi, right. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to do. NFL Week 11 after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah.
All right. Let's try to rumble through a few of these here, Joe. Do you think the Cowboys, after losing in Arizona early in the year, have learned their lesson against really bad teams on the road and they'll take care of business against Carolina?
They should, right? I mean, you got Frank Reich calling the plays. I mean, that's enough right there. He sucks. He sucks.
I don't disagree. He sucks.
You want to talk about running a franchise right into the ground before he even gets started? That's Frank Reich. I can't take Carolina. Can't.
Jacksonville's had all kinds of problems at home. All three of their losses have come at home. Yeah. They have Tennessee this week. They're laying a tutty. 40.5 total.
I think they get right, Carver. I think they get right. I think they cover this line, too. I can't take Will Levis on the road here. Can't do it.
I can't either. I kind of like the over. Getting over here?
It might be on the court. I can't tell you.
You don't know, 27-17, like something like that, you know? Just over that 40.5. All right, sounds like it's on the card, so we'll move on. We'll move on from it. Speaking of things I would never do in my life, laying 9.5 at home with the Washington Commanders. I get it. The Giants have this kid that they don't let throw the football, Joe, but this is an absolute I want nothing to do with game. Giants in Washington.
Could be on the card.
Oh, my God. This game's on your card? This game is on your card this week?
Why can't it be?
All right. If this game's on your card, I'll move along. Because I'll wait for when you give the pick to give me some reasoning behind betting it. I can't believe people are betting Washington either. Wow. The Bears are in Detroit. So they, of course, have like a little bit of an extended bye, the Bears, after playing that Thursday night game. They're going to get Justin Fields back as well. Lions with a big opportunity here, Joe. They have played the Bears at home on Sunday and then have the Packers at home on Thursday, Thanksgiving. So chance for them to maybe bump themselves up to 9-2.
Divisional games, too.
Yeah. 7.5 for the Lions. 47.5 is the total. Fields actually has had some big games running the football against Detroit, Joe.
Yeah, and this is a step-up spot for Detroit now that Justin Fields is playing, right? I mean, it's a step-up spot. Try and beat down the Bears with Fields, right? We know he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL when healthy. Justin Fields is so dynamic. I mean, think about the 3 weeks prior.
I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch, what you did there.
And maybe I'm embellishing just a
little. I think you are just a little bit. One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. That's tough.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'll tell you what. It wouldn't shock me if Chicago covers this line.
Me either. I could see Detroit being... I don't think they'll lose the game. I don't think they'll lose the game at all. But I could see them being a little sloppy heading into Thursday. And I actually kind of hope it happens, Joe, because then I think we might get a little bit of a shorter line on Thursday, and then we can hammer them down. I mean, it's 7.5 now for Thursday against the Packers. Like, if they're a little sloppy against the Bears and don't cover, do you think we can get that under 7?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's root for that, because I think they're going to destroy Green Bay on Thanksgiving Day.
I love the total in that game.
44.5?
Yeah.
You like it for what, the over?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Why?
Just asking. What about the total in the Bear Lion game?
Under.
Under, huh? Man, you don't say that often. Under.
I know. Crazy, right?
Yeah, that is a little crazy. What else do we got? Heavy lumber for the Bucks in Santa Clara.
Yeah, this almost
against
made
the Niners.
The card.
11.5, yeah, 41.5 total. Do you?
I'm not sold.
Everyone's on the Niners.
I'm not sold on Brocky English. No Brock English for me. Give me a little Baker, a little Godwin, a little Evans, a little Tuck. Remember, this was the game that San Fran abused Tom Brady. They were up like 35-0 in the first half last year. Remember CMC had three tutties in that game? Remember Brady threw like two picks? He's coming back to California. He smashed him in the face with a shovel.
Yeah. Smashed him in the face with a shovel.
He did.
Yeah, I don't. I can't really look. I wouldn't
this
lay it with
like
the Niners,
your
but
perfect spot. That is like a Carver play. I kind of Baker plus the points. Baker, you know.
Yeah, I like that everyone's on the Niners. That might turn me by. You know, it's not going to make the card here in this show, but it might turn me on Sunday afternoon. I might be.
Look at the total
persuaded
too. If that game goes to the under, you're telling me Tampa can't cover the 11.5?
I would hope so. I would hope so. Seahawks and Rams. I mean, McVay gives Carroll all kinds of problems.
Does he?
He always does, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like
I'm on the Rams.
No, Carver.
I am.
Nah, I'm going to take Pete. Pete's got the kid's number now. He's got the better quarterback.
He's got the number.
He does.
He beat him week one in Seattle.
Say it again?
He beat him week one in Seattle.
Yeah, but now, yeah, I know. And that was one of my crypto plays, remember?
I remember.
This is payback. Pete goes.
Yeah.
No, why? You can't see it? You can't see
I mean, it's a one-point spread. You could see anything in this game.
They're laying a short number.
See anything in a game like this.
I like Seattle.
I lean to the Rams.
Yeah, and the fact that they're laying like a point. This has 23-20 written all over it. Seattle.
What do you think about this Sunday night game, Vikings and Broncos?
I think they're doing it again. There's another team for Gase. I mean, Denver, all of a sudden, Sean Payton.
I mean, I got to ride the Vikings again, right? They've been so good to me the last couple of weeks.
I mean, all of a sudden, Russ is the greatest thing since sliced bread. They figured it out in 3 weeks. We sold into the dead cap bounce on Monday. We were wrong with your gutless Bills. We got to add to the position to just, you know, average out. We sold 300 at three wins, and they smashed us. They're up to 4-5, staring 500 right in the face. But you know what they're up against, Carver? They're not just up against Minnesota. You know what they're up against?
What's that?
Resistance. They're up against resistance. So!
Resistance.
2,000!
Resistance.
At five. You want to take them? 2,000 at five. How many you want?
All right.
Come on, hero. Come on.
Come on, hero.
Come on, Sean Payton. You feel strong?
Do you think... I like the Vikings. Do you think anyone will watch the Charger-Packer game?
Why do you say that? Why?
The game is just so awful. It's
How
just
is
so
it
bad.
Awful? It's Green Bay.
Both teams suck.
Yeah, but what? But that's
it's a bad
it's a
football
juicy
game.
Total. It's tangy. You got 43.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you like discount shopping in these games. I will say, I popped up the numbers. 86% of the money on the Chargers. 83% of the bet.
That's not covered.
I would never in my life bet the Chargers as a road favorite.
Yeah,
ever.
Me neither. Here's the other thing that's important. You ready? Hang on. What's the weather report for Green Bay?
Well,
we keep you
in. It's been mild everywhere. It's been mild.
Sunday, 46.
Yeah, but no.
46
no weather.
Windshield feels like, right here. Windshield feels like 36.
That's nothing. I mean, it's
not for
NFL
LA.
In November. They play road games. It was just in New York 2 weeks ago.
What wasn't 36 degrees.
That was a cold Monday night.
No, come on. It was like
Joe,
a
you act
55.
Like you act like some of these guys the first time they're ever in anything under 40 because they play.
No,
in
this is the wake
these
up.
These guys
echoes
travel
of
enough. Denver
no
and Kansas
way.
City in the division on the road.
No
please
way.
Act like they never see this weather.
No, roll out Vince.
It's
Vince
a little cold.
Lombardi.
I mean, please, if
Vince
you play in the
Lombardi,
NFL
a little Paul
for years,
Hooney.
You've played in cold weather. It's not that serious.
No, this is tough. This is tough. Remember when they went to Jacksonville last year? It was balmy in Jacksonville. It was like 45. They didn't know what to do. This is it. It's a weather game. This is a weather game. Give me
that. They had a 25-point lead at the half. Come on.
They blew it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. The Week 11 Carver and Lisi NFL selections next after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. It is time for the Week 11 Carver and Lisi NFL selections.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Joe, 3-1 last week.
Say what?
23-16-1 overall.
Wow.
I was 2-1-1. Unfortunately, got the push with the Lion game, keeping me from matching Joe with the 3-1. So therefore, 2-1-1, and I'm 22-16-2, a half game back at Joe now with the tie last week.
A combined 45-32-1.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And three. 45-32 and three.
There you go.
Three. But either way, Joe, you're right. Very good. We should be proud. The show so far through 10 weeks, a very good percentage. Take us out, Joe. Week 11.
I'm going to the dog pound, Carver. And, you know, this defense showed me something against Lamar Jackson. I know they gave up 32 points. But guess what? They found a way again to pull the ball game out. And you know what? It wasn't just the defense. It was the rushing attack. A 178 on the ground against one of the better front sevens in the AFC in the Baltimore Ravens. That continues this weekend. They're coming back home. DTR gets the start. Three turnovers in his first start against the Ravens. Doesn't matter. It changes. We got a suspect defense in Pittsburgh. I know TJ Watt is there. But that secondary got abused. They start running the football, open it up with the passing attack, and that defense led by Myles Garrett, they turn over Kenny Pickett. Not once, but twice. Cleveland in the dog pound. Outright catching a point and a half. They get the victory and move to 7-3 over the Steelers.
Yep, I'm going after you right out of the gates here. You knew I was going to. Steelers have been good to me. I've picked them 5 times in our pick show this year already. And they've gotten me to 4-1 in those games. They've been very good to me. And this is too good a spot to pass up with them. In the Mike Tomlin era, Steelers as underdogs in division games, 23-8-2 against the spread, 74%. Mike Tomlin lives for these games. It's going to be blue collar. And guess what, Joe? You can't say this very often with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They got the better quarterback in the game. On the road, it's going to be smash mouth, blue collar, all that. And the Steelers will do what they've done really all year. You call it smoke and mirrors, but it works. And that's why they're 6-3, going to 7-3 after they beat the Browns on Sunday.
All right. I got the Browns minus the 1.5. They were 1.5-point dogs. Now they're favored. So minus the 1.5. All right. There's three things in life that people should do. Well, that are constant. Death, taxes, and never bet on Ron Rivera in a big spot. He's completely gutless. Washington wins games they shouldn't, and games that they're favored, they typically lose. Case in point, 4 weeks ago when they laid three against Tyrod Taylor and the New York Giants. I know they went toe-to-toe with Philly, and they stepped up and got some wins, went toe-to-toe with Seattle, and here comes lowly Tommy DeVito and the Giants. But guess what? Giants have two wins. It doesn't matter. Brian Daboll, head and shoulders above Ron Rivera as a head coach. At least his teams are somewhat prepared. Give me Brian Daboll plus the 9.5. Divisional game over Washington. They don't have to win, baby. Just keep it inside the number, and I think they do that.
Wow, I'm stunned.
Taking Tommy DeVito. Woo! Woo! You must want to give up that lead. All right, I'm going to go to Houston. See if I can drag you into this one with me. Houston Texans have been real good. What a road win last week at Cincinnati. Tremendous job. C.J. Stroud, no doubt about it, unquestioned, going to be the offensive rookie of the year in the NFL. DeMeco Ryan's doing a hell of a job. But, I don't think we're ready to lay almost a touchdown with them. Not ready yet. I know one thing. When they were on the road a couple weeks ago, off the bye in Carolina, they weren't ready to lay points. Now we're going to try again. We're going to try lay points with Houston. I love them getting points. Not ready for this spot. And last week, I saw Kyler Murray come back for the Cardinals and actually look pretty good as they beat that gutless Atlanta team at home. I think they'll hang around in this game. 6 points for me. Thank you very much. Arizona Joe plus the 6. Probably won't win. Plus the 6 in Houston against the Texans.
Like the other side, but I understand the methodology. I see that. That's a sharp pick by you. That's a sharp pick. So, I'm not on the game. You're not going to drag me into it, but I hope you win it. How about that?
Thank you.
I'm going out to South Beach. I love blue-collar teams. Teams that can run it. Teams that play with a little mental and physical resolve. I love head coaches that are blue-collar. And you know what? Former New York Giant Antonio Pierce sees that. The Raiders made a mistake a couple of years ago with Bisaccia, not giving him the job. Antonio Pierce fighting for a head coaching job. I think he gets it. But more importantly, Josh Jacobs running the football. Miami's a Fagaz team. And I'm a Dolphin fan. They beat up on finesse type of offenses and defenses. This team is a little bit more blue collar. They're not as elite as Buffalo or Philadelphia or Kansas City. But they're a cut above the rest, led by Max Crosby. They're going to run the football. Josh Jacobs running it more. Back-to-back games over 80 yards. A 116 last week. They got in Devontae Adams. Give me Las Vegas line now up to 13.5. Way too much for a team playing with house money. Give me the Raiders plus the points.
All right. I'm going to go to Sunday Night Football. Vikings and the Broncos. I actually thought, Joe, weeks ago they were going to whack this game. They were going to chop it, flex it out. What's this game's no good, but both teams have had themselves a little bit of a winning streak here. Both teams have themselves back in the mix. Vikings are in a spot right now, 6-4 in the NFC. And I think they keep that going, Joe. They've been good to me these last 2 weeks with Dobbs in the mix. Catching 2.5 on the road, I think they're going to win this game outright. You've said a bunch of times you think Denver's doing it with, they've been outgained in these games against the Chiefs and the Bills. They've gotten a lot of turnovers, a lot of breaks. I don't think they get that on Sunday. Vikings, Joe, go into Denver, get themselves to 7-4 on Sunday night.
Yeah, we like to pick, like to pick. Been very good with these totals. I'm not backing down now. Last week it was Green Bay and Pittsburgh. I'm going back to an under-the-radar game. Struggling offenses. Jacksonville struggled against San Fran. They got basically shut down. They step up in Duval County. I don't care that they've lost 3 games at home. They can move it. And the biggest thing about Tennessee, they got a suspect secondary. Look for a big day out of Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, little Calvin Ridley, little Travis Etienne out in the short to intermediate passing game, Trevor Lawrence throwing over the top. And Will Levis is probably good for two or three interceptions in this game. Not touchdowns, interceptions. He might get one on the ground, one through the air. That'll get you through the 40 and a half. I'm going over Tennessee and Jacksonville, the 40 and a hook, Carver.
I like that pick, Joe. I might be on it with you. I like the over in that Jacksonville-Tennessee game. Final one for me. We're taking one last stand at the OK Corral, Joe. This is it. You got a team coming into your building that has scored one touchdown in their last three games offensively. One touchdown. You've been up and down. You've been moving the football, turning the ball over. It's time. You fire the offensive coordinator. Last stand for the Buffalo Bills at home against the New York Jets. If there's ever going to be a time, and look, maybe I thought it was going to be Monday night against Denver, and it wasn't. If there's ever going to be a time that you're going to step up and turn your season around, it has to be this week. Bills, Joe, -7. I will absolutely regret this by 8 o'clock on Sunday night. Bills -7 at home against the Jets. Big effort from Josh Allen.
Like the look, Carver. I like the look. Like the look, my friend. You ready?
There you go. Lay it out.
Cleveland -1.5. Giants +9.5. Las Vegas +13.5. And Tennessee, Jacksonville over the 40.5. Your picks for week number 11, 23, 16, and 1.
I will go heads up with you in the Cleveland game. I have Pittsburgh +1.5. I'm taking Arizona +6 in Houston. Minnesota +2.5 in Denver. And Buffalo -7 at home against the New York Jets. There you go, Joe. Ready to go. Ready to go for week number 11.
This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the rubber meets the road.
I think we got everything in. I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, I think we touched on just about every single game, Joe. So I think we're good to go. Now, Monday night is the Eagles and the Chiefs, which we will get back together for. I don't like – I heard there's going to be some weather in Kansas City on Monday night, Joe.
Oh,
maybe that will change by then, still being a couple days out. So maybe hopefully that changes because I would like to see both of them on a fast,
fast track.
But either way, both teams coming off the bye. It's now Chiefs -2.5 and 45.5 the total.
I like Philly. Going with that front seven.
Yeah, I like Philly too.
Oh, boy. You like the total?
I don't know. Like, I feel like that's just not the way
KC's built.
Yeah, they don't play that way anymore. I just and like you said, the Eagle D is good enough that they should be able to slow something down. I think it's an under game, Joe. I do. Pains me to say it, but I think it's an under game.
Under game.
I think a lot, and you know this too, Joe. Everyone's going to be on the over on Monday night.
You think so?
Well, I mean, what they do in the Super Bowl, 70 points, whatever it was. I mean, everybody's going to be on that over.
I'm not going to take A.J. Brown. I got to take secondary receivers. Devontae Smith.
Yeah, you love shopping in the clearance aisle, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So it's a quick turnaround next week, Joe. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving week. So we'll get back together Monday night. It's a great week of football, too.
It is.
You get Monday night, the Chiefs and the Eagles, as we were just saying. You get Thursday, the triple header, which is all NFC teams this year.
Right.
Packers, Lions, Washington, Dallas, and then Niners, Seahawks, which is a big game on Thursday night.
Great game stuff.
In Seattle, too. I can already see you on the Hawks plus the 4.5 at home.
Now, how did you know that I was going to be on the Hawks?
Because I just, like I said, I just know. I just know these things. Then you get Black Friday, the first ever NFL Black Friday game at MetLife between the Dolphins and the Jets.
Crazy that it's at 1:30 in the afternoon.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
All right, I'm still going to be watching Missouri and Arkansas.
I know. Well, no, Missouri could be sewing up a New Year's Six Bowl with that win.
I know. People should know, listeners, where only Wednesday will be the Friday show. They need to know that. Tune in for the picks on Wednesday.
We'll do all the picks on Wednesday, yes. We're now no Carver and Lisi Thursday and Friday night. So that's that. Wednesday night, Joe, will do, which means we also probably have to accelerate some things on Tuesday. Tuesday is probably...
Are we going to put in any same games for Thanksgiving?
Well, if we're going to get involved in any of that, I'll work out Tuesday. What we're going to do. I would say Tuesday we're going to be doing a lot of stuff because Tuesday's going to have to be...
Cut Haro.
All the college football that doesn't make the cut and
do
all the
cut
other
Haro
stuff.
On Tuesday?
Man, you want to chop him, huh? You want to get him out? Chop them, send them home,
chop
send them to the showers, get them out. Wow. We'll figure it out, Joe. Good luck this weekend. Great job, as always. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you back here Monday on the grid.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.